Yesterday's COVID-19 briefing addressed variant information, essential travel, and mask protocols for businesses. VOCM's Noah Shepherd covered the briefing and asked the panel about testing, a new variant, and vaccine priority. Here's what was said.
How many of the cases we're seeing recently are the new variant, or are we assuming that they're all the variant?
We have had 565 cases that have been associated with this outbreak in the metro area, and 88 of those that have been tested have been variant. Now, not every sample is getting tested, obviously, at this point. Previously, pretty much all our samples were getting sent up as they were travel-related, but with this, we haven't been able to send them all. So we're sending a cross-section and picking some of the ones that are of interest to us to have tested. So certainly everything we've sent up related to this most recent cluster or outbreak has come back positive for B117. So our assumption is now that anything that is coming from a community-related case is due to this variant.
You mentioned earlier about the false positive case. How did you get the false positive, and is it possible that there are more?
No, not likely. So what happened, I can't speak to, a particular case and what happened in that instance, but sometimes we will get results that come back that are what we call a weak positive. And when we do retesting, especially if the clinical situation, once public health does an investigation, doesn't seem to fit with, there's no obvious exposure, there's no obvious reason why the person would be positive, the person may not have symptoms to suggest that, then we sometimes will do retests, and depending on what the results of those retests are, they kind of look at the whole picture and determine if indeed this was a true positive or a false positive. And I'm not privy to all of the discussions that happened with determining if this person, why this person was a false positive, but those are some of the reasons why we would see that. So generally it's that we have a weak positive to start with, and then when we do further testing and we look at the clinical situation, we deem that, it's very, that the risk of this being a true COVID-19 case would be very, very low.
We've seen the emergence of a new variant in New York. Are you familiar with this variant?
So certainly I haven't got a whole lot of reading on it done recently, but yes, I am familiar that there is a new variant coming out of the New York area, yeah.
Have any test results recently undergone genome sequencing for the other variants besides the B117?
So when we send a test for whole genome sequencing, it will test. So what it looks at is the genetic makeup of the virus that is being sent. So it's not looking specifically for one variant. It's looking for the genomic sequencing of the virus. So that will show us whatever variant is there. So, if it's B117, it'll tell us that. But if it's other variants, it'll tell us that as well. So it's not specifically a test for B117.
We've seen Ontario's homeless population been added to the province's list of who is now eligible to get the first COVID-19 vaccines. Is this something the province is considering?
So in phase two of our vaccinations, we do have people who are in marginalized communities where COVID-19 infection may have disproportionate effects. So certainly people who are challenged with homelessness or who are precariously housed would be part of that group. And so certainly we will be reaching out with our partner organizations in the community to be able to reach those people.
And that's the Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Janice Fitzgerald, speaking from the latest COVID-19 briefing. And I thank VOCM's Noah Shepherd for bringing us those important questions, namely about the vaccination registration. Are you someone who has already signed up for this? Call us 273-5211 or 888-590-8626.